This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Limits, there seems to be some question when you were yelling at high school football coaches during a broadcast for them swearing. Was this while you were on the air? Donnie wonders if you're an FCC representative.
No, I was not on the air. It was during a break. First commercial break, I turned, looked around, and I was like, man, please stop with that, please. I said it as kind as possible. It wasn't like a full-on like yelling
session.
How
do we feel about this, Pittsburgh? I'm going to throw this question out here. Because I think it's a fair one. Now, Limits has a family audience when he's doing the Baldwin games. He's right. You don't want swearing on the air. Is there a delay of any kind?
Honestly,
you don't know?
I don't know. There's not.
Okay. No delay. Is there anybody producing the broadcast?
Yeah.
They don't have a delay. They can't cut.
They can cut the audio, but
okay.
It's got to be like quick.
Yeah, quick. They have to be on their toes. So, should Limits have deprived, where was the guy from?
This was a game that we did at Moon.
At Moon. Should he have deprived a Moon football coach of the ability to swear emotionally during a game because Limits was doing a broadcast in front of him in the press box?
Yeah, in the press box, two different levels. We were on the bottom level, and they were directly behind us on the top level, probably separated by about 5 feet.
I'm torn on this. Is swearing off base in the press box if you're a coach? Like in the NFL, you're sort of secluded in your own little box, and I'm sure those guys swear all the time. How harshly did you yell at him, Limits?
It wasn't
Did you
very
go
harsh.
At him physically?
No, not at all. It was not. I mean, really, do you think me and my stature would be a good idea to go at a football coach physically? Really? Do you think that would be the best option for me? What do you think would happen? I'd get pummeled. I'd get thrown into
Give
the bleachers. I'd be rolling down into the band, probably, with my head in the drum.
Without embellishing, tell us exactly how you approach this. And if you yelled, you go ahead and yell.
So the dude was, you know, dropping a bunch of F-bombs out there into the ether. And typically, like other places we go, this is like the only place where the coaches were like in the same like big room, not like separate boxes.
Yes.
Like most other high schools have. So I like turned around and I said, and I think the guy recognized. I like turned around. I was like, "Hey, man, we're catching all that up on our microphone." And he was like, "Oh,
in that,
my bad."
In that tone, of voice.
Yeah, in that tone of voice.
And he was like, "Hey, man, we're catching all that on our microphone."
Right.
It wasn't punishing or confrontational.
I was like, "Could you just please try to just not do that?" And he could tell right away as soon as I started talking, like, "Oh, my bad, man. Like,
okay.
I'm sorry. I'll stop doing that." And he did. Like, there might have been like two or three that trickled in.
Yeah.
During the course of the game. And it also ended up being a pretty lopsided Moon win in the second half
That helped, yeah.
And that helped with that.
Did Limits overstep his bounds here, or was this all within reason? It's a hell of a move to turn around and confront a coach. I actually admire it.
Yeah.
On the other hand, he's got a lot riding on this game, I'm sure.
And I had to protect what I was doing, too. I couldn't
if you
be
were
having...
If you were a sideline reporter, would you turn around and reprimand one of the coaches on the sidelines?
So a texter just texted in. I have coached several playoff games at Moon, and I sit in the press box. I could hear everything the radio guys were saying. I'm sure they could even hear everything I said as well. Limits isn't embellishing.
I didn't think you were embellishing that part.
No, I don't think
you
meant
that. If you were a sideline reporter, would you turn around in the middle of a game and say to a coach, I'm sorry, sir? Of course, you'd have room to move around, I guess. Right.
I think that's completely different.
Okay.
If you're on the sideline, you have all that space. Like when you're in the broadcast booth, like that is your office. Like you're not moving anywhere else.
All right. I'm going to text Donnie because he weighed in on this. Did Limits overstep his bounds? He found this really fascinating, I think. In the meantime, and you can text us, probably a better texting issue there at 412-928-9370. And by the way, our fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the hotline brought to you by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Listen to this, Limits. Now, my weekly mailbag was a barn burner today. And this was almost like a game show question. I loved this because I think we all have probably accepted that Paul Skeens is here for a limited amount of years. It's going to be like a college career from here on out. It's going to be about four more years, right?
Yeah, unfortunately. Maybe we'll get a fifth graduate year.
Maybe, or maybe we won't get a fourth. Maybe he'll go to a different, Garrett Cole left with 2 years left of control. So what are we talking about here? Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Here's the question from Ben Spicito. Seems like a wonderful man, although I've never met him. Hi, Joe. If you could sign up for listen to this closely, Limits, okay? If you could sign up for one guaranteed wild card game at PNC Park over the Pirates' next four seasons with Paul Skeens on the mound, would you take it or pass and hope that there is more success in store over that span? Here's how I answered it. Limits. Hi, Bob. That's an incredible question. Beggars can't be choosers, so if this were a game show, it'd be awfully hard to pass up the chance to see Skeens at home in a wild card game. And he might be gone after 4 years, too. But my goodness, they've tanked for 4 years to be in position to contend. I'm going to pass and go for the bigger prize. ... New paragraph. Wait a second. No, I'll take the wild card game. Where do you fall on this one? I want something. You can give me another home wild card game with Skeens. I think I'm at the point where I'd take it.
Wow, you changed quicker than a top spinning on ice right there. That was just a quick maneuver. Yes, I would rather see Paul Skeens in what is now a playoff series. So it's three games. It's not just one game anymore.
Right. So one of those games.
And if it's at home, that means that they've positioned themselves to host the series at home, which means they either won the division or they were one of the top wild card teams. So, yes, I would take that because that would constitute a pretty good year. And if you have Skeens, Jones, and Keller going, I like their chances against anyone other than the Dodgers.
You really extrapolated a lot out of that.
I did.
But he's obviously implying they would lose, that they wouldn't advance to anything beyond that. Is he implying that? I don't know what he's implying.
I don't think he is.
I think, yeah, the way you phrased it was better. I think I would take that. I would take my meager little morsels if you're offering just one wild card appearance in the next 4 years. It really is like a game show. I feel like I should call, like, what do they call that? The helpline? And ask on Deal or No Deal, is that what they do?
Or you phone a friend or something?
You phone your dad, yeah. I could phone Malzi on this and he could give me some advice.
Oh, do you want to be a millionaire?
Well, yeah.
Do you ever see that when the guy knows he's going to be a millionaire and he calls his dad to tell him he's going to win the $1 million?
Yeah, I love that. Can you imagine if he blew it after that, like Bill Buckner?
That would have
been
wild.
Great. I think I would take this. I'm a starving Pirates follower and I'll take a breadcrumb over these next 4 years. It's not an easy one, though. It's not an easy one to accept. Are people commenting on the other thing on the text line?
Yes, no doubt about it.
What are they saying? Give me a sampling of both, not just in favor of you.
The text line is completely blown up about this.
This is Limits calling a Baldwin game at Moon in recent years, and the Moon coach was swearing in the press box, and Limits turned away from his broadcast and reprimanded the man and asked him to stop, and the man said, "You're right, I need to stop." Did he overstep his bounds? What do the texters say?
Yeah, and this was a couple years ago. I think this might have been like 3-4 years ago. I can't remember. Somebody said that's on Moon for their setup. Limits gets a pass. And I like the people at Moon. I've had a lot of good interactions with the people out there at Moon in sports.
I love the fact that the Limits nickname has stuck. That's what really stands out there. Now, give me a sampling. People in favor or not in favor of you?
Somebody says, as a high school basketball referee, we're supposed to penalize coaches for obscene language. Sporting events are supposed to be treated as an extension of the classroom. Well, we know that's not true at times. Like, is it an extension of the classroom? It should be treated that way, but I think sports kind of gets a pass in some instances.
Yes, I would say so, yeah.
Somebody else said Limits did an appropriate and very well effective job in dealing with the coach.
Is there anybody against you, Limits?
But somebody else said coaches should have a lot more common sense than that. They ought to know better, so Limits is correct. Tell the guy to shut up. People else, this is all in one little stance here. Before it all turns on your friend Limits, Limits was way off base. There's nothing more vital than a teacher of children to shout out F-bombs during a school function.
That's a great one.
Joe, Limits is wrong. Find another location. It's part of coaching emotions.
There you go. That's what and I'm not saying I agree with that person, but I think that's the question at hand, is are you intruding on his ability to coach the way he wants?
Somebody else said he probably just got the coach fired for telling that story. I didn't say anybody's name. I didn't say if the coach was old or young.
Was there another place for you to go where they wouldn't have heard the F-bombs?
No. It's not that big of a
press box. Why couldn't you
have
done it from the stands?
You ever called a game in the stands before? I've done it before. That is not fun. It is not easy.
Which is another way of saying, yes, you could have moved to the stands.
When you don't have a table in front of you to place everything on, or chairs and all the above.
Yeah. I know. Yes, I used to cover high school games from the stands, not on a broadcast.
But this is my favorite one. Geez, the two of you are like old ladies. The two of you gripe and complain about stuff so often.
That's true. All right, we'll give you a pass on that one, Limits. What would you take here? You said you'd take the wild card game.
Yeah, I would take the wild card game. I can just imagine this texter seeing us just sitting on our back porch. It's like 30 years from now. I remember when the coach was yelling, and how dare he say that?
I think we will be doing, 30 years from now, I could very well be dead, which is depressing. If Ron outlives me, I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Oh, how about this? This texter says, Austin did a game at Cannon Mac, and we were directly next to him, and we always made a point to muffle or swearing because it's inevitable. Yeah, like, they were trying to, like, keep it down right next to me. I appreciate that. Thank you. And, like, don't get me wrong. When I go to games and I'm in the stands, like, I'm not a church mouse by any regard.
But do you swear?
Not like if I know that people are like next to me on a broadcast and it could be picked up on a mic.
That was a yes or no question. Do you swear as a fan during games?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
Especially at like professional sporting events. Like when I was watching Russell Wilson throw that interception in the back of the end zone. And that was right at the interception where my buddy's seats are. And it was right over Darnell Washington's head, floated for the pick. You would not have wanted to be around me when I was yelling at that time.
No,
somebody turned around and gave me a high five, though. They thought what I was saying was fun.
Did you get recognized at the Steeler game?
A couple times.
Yeah?
The Pirate game, I've been recognized a couple of different times.
By voice or face?
I think a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
So your minimum requirement, the minimum prize or standard that you'd be willing to accept for the Pirates in the Paul Skeens era is what? This guy says you get one guaranteed wild card game at PNC Park over the next four seasons with Skeens on the mound. As Limits points out, that would be part of a three-game series, but you only get one. You get one. You get one at home with Skeens on the mound. Man, that is the bare minimum, is it not?
It has to be. Just the bare minimum. I mean, you got to get there at least once, man. I mean,
and yet the worst alternative is nothing. What if they get nothing from the Skeens era? What if it's like the T.J. Watt era? You have this legendary player, and they don't even win a playoff game. How many home games has T.J. played in the playoffs? Jacksonville?
Jacksonville and Cleveland.
And Cleveland. T- 2 in his whole career.
That's it.
Holy horse follicles.
It'll be so sad. We'll be going, we'll be complaining so bad about Paul Skeens when he's gone. It'll be like,
I want more.
Where's Limits. Froggy? I'm not, where's Paul Skeens?
I'm not settling for that. I can't in the end. I mean, the alternative is so bleak that I feel like I'm being forced to. It's got to be more than that. They have to get to an... In order for this era to be anything remotely, considered remotely a success, they got to get to an NL championship series, don't they? Don't they?
They haven't gotten there since 92, Joe. They have to win at least a playoff series.
They have Skeens.
I know.
I'm not saying they will. I'm saying that's the only thing that would make this era remotely successful. 412-928-9370. I've also got questions on the over-unders for the number of fights in the Four Nations Cup final Thursday. You may have heard Charlie McAvoy out for the U.S., which is a big, big deal if you watch the game on Saturday. Also, I got a question about Brian De La Cruz. Considering he had some power, why give up on him with a contract that still had time on it?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You want a chance to win a trip to Vegas, stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, premium sports viewing destination in Vegas. Visit the biggest March hoops party at Stadium Swim for you and three guests, plus $20,000 to fund the ultimate viewing experience for the first two rounds of the college basketball championships. All you have to do is download and listen to The Fan on the free Odyssey app. Listen each day on the app for a minimum of 1 hour and you receive an entry. It's that simple. This national contest runs through Sunday, February 23rd, so get the free Odyssey app now. Listen to The Fan for 1 hour each day, and you'll have a chance at winning this ultimate prize pack. Limits, I'm thinking about getting back out on the open mic tour, playing my guitar and some songs on open mics around town. Maybe someplace in Brookline on Thursday night. Will you come watch me?
Yes. Yes, indeed, I will. I have plans to watch the Four Nations face off with me, my couch, and my TV, but other than that, yeah.
Can you skip it and bring your whole family?
If my family would like to attend, yes. I'd have to ask.
Well, actually, you're right. This Thursday's not good because I want to watch that game too. Next Thursday. All right. Your family and friends, and we can have a sellout crowd. They could be cheering for me like I'm Freddie Mercury at Live Aid.
Like you're Phoebe on Friends performing at the cafe.
Yeah, exactly. That Live Aid scene at the end of Bohemian Rhapsody, I'm still trying to get over that, the power of that performance. But I am thinking about doing that. I really am. In fact, I'm going to do that, and I know the places to go.
Are you going to debut it at the Fan 15th anniversary event?
That's not the place for, like, serious music. I may invent a song about Malzi for the occasion,
since when,
like that.
Since when were you very critical on serious music?
I don't think that's the location. I'll do an Adam Sandler. You see Adam Sandler song on the SNL thing the other night?
Very good.
I can do that. I've done that. I sang about Pony at the at one of our Faniversary events or open, whatever it was, whatever we called it.
You should do that for the 15th anniversary. You should do
Who would you like to hear a song about? I should do that.
Yes.
I should pattern it after Adam Sandler's song and just things through the years that we've seen. You've just given me an idea, and I'm going to do it.
It'd be like 50 years, except 15 years at the anniversary.
Yes, and can you imagine all the things that would happen there?
You can bring up Vinny. You could bring up Ron. You could bring up Seibel. You could bring up...
I've gotten word, by the way, that Ron may want to attend this thing.
Like, actually in person attend.
Yes. Should we try that?
Yes. This is news to me.
Do you think he would remember your name?
Yes.
Did he know your name?
When he left?
Yeah.
I think he's further learned my name in text conversations I've had with him since he retired than when he was actually here. Maybe, I think honestly, probably the last 2 days that he was here is when he learned my name. Before that, I don't think he knew.
What is the minimal acceptable bar for the Pirates in the Paul Skeens era, which we figure it's going to be like having a college kid come in as a freshman. About 4 years is what you're going to get from this point on. Probably. Likely, I think we all agree. I was asked that in this week's mailbag. If all we get, you could sign up for a guaranteed wild card game at PNC Park, which would be in a 3-game series, over these next 4 years. You get one, or you got to say no to that on the hope for something better. On the hope for something better. Limits says he'll sign up for the wild card game. I've decided I want something better than that.
I'm glad you said that because I full-heartedly agree thinking back on it in the break. If we're just hoping for the wild card and they don't go like any further than that.
I know, but what about wild card or nothing? I mean, the way the last wild card, or I guess the first wild card game went, wouldn't you sign up for that, just one of them?
Yeah.
It is tempting.
Yeah.
Although that also wouldn't be a winner-take-all wild card necessarily.
Now, are we putting...
That's different.
Are we putting limits on this, no pun intended?
You certainly are, but yes.
Where, like, if they make the wild card, we're saying that, like, that's the peak. That, like, they could still win the wild card.
Yeah, they could advance.
Okay.
I guess we're doing that. But just generally speaking... In order for the Skeens era to be a success, which is a little bit of a different question, they've got to do more than that. My God, they have a generational talent on their hands here. It's got to be a run, a legit run, at least have a, you know, get to the National League Championship Series and give the Dodgers or somebody a great fight. to me, if you don't get that far, this whole era is a total failure.
So let me ask you this. How would you define 13, 14, 15 looking back on it 10 years now? Was that defined as a success? Like full on in that 3-year window where they only won
because,
one series?
Yes. A different set of circumstances. Those Pirates led us out of a 20-year wilderness of just baseball. What's the opposite of nirvana? Hades. Baseball Hades is what we were living in for 20 years. 20 years. That group ushered us out of the wilderness. It was practically biblical what they did. And they gave us a game. All I have to tell you is that Ron Cook worked here for 100 years and covered everything under the sun and says the greatest event he ever covered was that wild card game. This wouldn't be the same for many reasons. It'd be great, but if this is all we get, it just would not be the same. Yes, that was a success. It waned sort of by the third wild card game. You were like, this again, this sort of sucks, but you can never take away what that group did.
No, not at all. And 13, 14 would be in that category for me. 15, I separate the 15 team because that team, I think, full-heartedly, if they had a series on their hands to play, would have won the World Series, or at least would have gotten to the World Series. They were that deep, that loaded, and they were built for a series, not a one-game wild card against Jake Arrieta, pitching as one of the best pitchers of all time in the second half.
Win the division, then, is what I would suggest.
Yeah, they came one game short.
Which they haven't done since 1992. 412-928-9370. Yinzer G calls in and says, hi, Joe. What's your over-under for the number of fights in the U.S.-Canada Four Nations Cup Finals? I'm going to put it at 0.5. You know, I do wonder, will the Canadians feel obliged to, you know, do unto others what was done unto them? Maybe. Will the U.S. feel obliged, like, hey, you don't think we'd do that again? Watch us. We're going to start here. The Malachi Crunch here, the Kachuk brothers, we're going to do it again in front of our home fans and blow the roof off the place. But I still lean toward it's game seven, and you don't see a bunch of fights in game seven. Nobody wants to get an extra penalty. Nobody wants a really good player off the ice for a prolonged period of time. I think it's all hockey here. So I think if the over-under is 0.5 fights, I'm going under limits. How about you?
I'm going to go over with just one. I would imagine that the chippiness will continue, especially being in Boston. The environment definitely played players' emotions for this game in Boston. It's not going to be as widespread fighting as it was to start the first period, but I do believe there'll be one.
All right. That wouldn't surprise me either. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Here's another one from DC Pit Fan. Hi, Joe. A while back, the Pirates non-tendered De La Cruz. No explanation why. I know he was disappointing, but he still had years left and power potential. Considering they made no moves to bring in any power, why give up on him so fast considering the cost to get him? That's a fair question. He's not a very good baseball player. He's a minus player over his career. He's terrible defensively. Never gets on base. Strikes out all the time. But he does have power. And the Pirates have none. Almost none, I should say. I still defend them on this. At least on them saying we made a horrible mistake. Let's get rid of this guy. I mean, I don't defend them on he's the guy they identified as their big trade deadline acquisition. And he can't play baseball? What are you doing? But I understand the question limits. I do.
You see, I have a little bit of a different take on this, and I did at the time being, too. Like, would you rather have him manning your outfield or Billy Cook or Nick York or the likes of Jiwon Bae, considering the power possibility that Brian De La Cruz has? And does he profile more as a DH? Probably. But if you want to get rid of him, there's nothing that says you couldn't have tendered.
Did he not?
Yeah, they non-tendered him.
Yeah, yeah.
They could have just, you know.
They could have just paid him.
Gave him a simple deal. Just tendered him a contract.
Here's the thing. Now he's in Atlanta. Won't it be interesting if he cracks 35 homers in Atlanta?
Like
wouldn't
he'll,
it?
He'll be Bautista when he went to Toronto.
I'm not convinced of that, though. I just don't think the guy is, I don't think he can play, really. He runs into one accidentally once in a while, and that's just not good enough. Guy Marasco And what a wonderful man he is, although I've never met him either. Which pirate not named Paul Skeens are you most looking forward to seeing this season? Limits, you get one pick here. Maybe two. But that's the limit.
I'm going to say Bubba Chandler and O'Neill Cruz.
That's exactly what I said.
Really?
I said Bubba Chandler whenever he gets here and O'Neill Cruz. If Cruz is ever going to be a star, now's the time. And I thanked him for asking.
Very nice question he asked.
Yeah. I mean, I can't wait to see Bubba Chandler. The question is, will he be with the team? And the Pirates, to their credit, I think last year, I thought the Skeens thing was going to drag on forever. You could defend what they did with him, and they brought Jared Jones out of spring training. So it's not one of those things where you say, oh, they're going to do what they always do. That's reserved for a lot of the other things they do. But at least there, they broke with some tradition. So I think there's a possibility if this guy's really good in spring training that we're going to see him. And I think we should. And based on his numbers, his pedigree, everything else, I can't wait to watch the guy. And now Cruz is a long time removed from that injury. He got a chance to train the way he wanted to train this offseason. Now's the time for him. Would you agree with that, Limits?
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, playing a new position is going to be difficult for him, but there's no excuses with the injury now. Like, there's nothing else that can go into that. And I'm excited for Thomas Harrington, too. He's a guy that nobody really talks about as another starting arm that they could use.
I'm sorry.
Good
excitement factor? I don't know. Yeah. Sure, I hope he's good, but, you know, the excitement. Who am I excited to see?
It's kind of far away.
I'll say this for the, was it the police station I went to? I think so. Usually it's a thin pizza is crispy and the thick one's chewy. Do you agree?
Yeah.
This one.
I don't have it anymore.
Running Ref Rick, one of my favorites, calls himself at Padre Rico. Hello. You've occasionally commented on great sports movies, says Padre Rick. I'm curious what your favorite quote is. Mine is Herb Brooks in Miracle when he said to Craig Patrick, his assistant, quote, I'm not looking for the best players, Craig. I'm looking for the right ones. What's yours? Said Running Ref Rick. And I immediately thought of my favorite one, Limits. It's from Coach Norman Dale in Hoosiers. My team's on the floor. What's yours?
Go the distance.
I don't know if it's my favorite, but it's one of my favorites.
I do like that one.
Or I don't know if it's one of my favorites.
Why do people not like that movie? I think Malzi doesn't like that movie, and then there have been others who absolutely hate it. Why?
Yeah, it's one of the most recognizable ones for me. I don't know.
It's creative. It goes beyond you know, really the fleshly realm and goes into the spiritual realm. It's a wonderful story. Kevin Colbert's been to the field in Iowa. I want to go to the field in Iowa. It's about fathers and sons. It's about baseball. It's about the afterlife. James Earl Jones is incredible in the movie. The whole thing. Hey, what's wrong with the movie? It's a great. Now, a lot of people have said the wife is annoying.
Yeah, she is.
And that really bothered me. I think Donnie Football came in here and said that one day. And then the last time, it's one of those that whenever I stumble on it, I'm flipping through channels, I watch. She became annoying to me now because of Donnie saying that.
I don't pay that much attention to her, though. Because, I mean, you're paying so
it's
much.
It's hard not to. She's talking all the time in the movie.
You're paying attention to Costner. You're paying attention to just the story of going to Fenway Park and all that comes about it. And the uncle guy trying to get him to sell the farm.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy from 30-something, which was a show way before your time.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're not even 30-something yet, are you?
Thankfully not.
You're 23?
Yeah.
You're like a child. This is incredible.
My birthday is next month.
Donnie and I were talking about that. We should, like, give you a binky between shows and wheel you around in a carriage between shows, like a little stroller with a bonnet. You're 23?
I will take being as young as possible and the compliments that come with it for as long as I can, because I know someday very soon that's not going to happen anymore, and it makes me depressed to think about.
Really? I never knew you got depressed.
Oh, yeah. I think everybody gets depressed. Hopefully not. I hope that's not the case.
Scoops says, Dr. Starkey, have the Steelers become one of the weakest ownerships in all of football? I hate to say it, but factoring everything, I think they are, sadly. What a fall from grace, he says. God bless me. To which I say, I don't know about weak, but certainly one of the most passive Dr. Scoops. I mean, after last year's 10-8 mark was punctuated with a zero-chance playoff loss in Buffalo, Art Rooney II talked about urgency and how it was time to win some playoff games. After this year's 10-8 mark was punctuated by a hitting playoff loss in Baltimore, one in which the Ravens ran for 300 yards and TV analyst Kirk Herbstreit accused the Steelers of quitting, nothing happened. The Steelers have basically done nothing since the season ended. Oh, wait, they have a new inside linebackers coach plan the parade. How would you answer that? Have the Steelers become one of the weakest ownerships in all of football?
Man, that's a tough question. I want to say no, but at the same time, like, because that they don't want to move off of Tomlin, it does make them seem like they're paralyzed by Mike Tomlin himself and not wanting to change it up.
Yeah.
So, in a way, yeah, but there's a lot of things that I still think that answers that question no. I'm kind of on the fence with that, which is not a good place to be in our business, but... that's kind of where I sit on that.
If you're
question.
On a fence, sit on the fence limits. I like it. 50 minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Few more quickies. Ed Helinski says, how many wins do you see the Pirates having this season? Might they break 500? I said they might, Mr. Ed, but I'm putting the win total at 77 until I see how spring training unfolds. Limits?
I'm 78, and if they make another move, that maybe gets to 80.
Jay Crosslands, 895. Hello, Joe, and your not-so-humble opinion. Which decade was the best overall across major sports? I'm not talking just for Pittsburgh. I'm talking entire landscape. Teams, player, coach, personalities. I said the 70s by far, Dr. Jay. Even tennis was must-see television. Limits, you've only been alive for two decades. Which one would you take?
I would probably take this last decade.
Yeah.
With the run that the Warriors went on, LeBron James, the 2016 World Series between Cleveland and the Guardians, or yes, the Indians at the time, that
right,
was a thriller. That was an incredible World Series. Probably my favorite that I've ever seen. Plus the Penguins winning two Stanley Cups in that span.
Donald Hillenbrandt. I've met him at some of our remote broadcasts. Very nice man. Good evening, Joe. With Spencer Horror Wrist, H-O-R-R-O-R, wrist, horror wrist, sidelined for a while, what would your preferred first base options be, assuming it has to be internal? I said, I guess Triolo for defense, Dr. D, but that's about all I got on that one. Limits, who are you choosing here?
Derek Hall or DJ Stewart. You ever heard of them? They might wear a name tag on opening day.
No. I have now. I've read about them. I don't care about them. And I want anyone but them. I'd take Matt Gorski. I would take Malcolm Nunez. Is he still here?
I would personally give Henry Davis a mitt and say, go learn first base.
So
this is where
I.
You're going to play for the rest of your career.
And then Largie Condios, who calls himself at Way Way Large. I don't know what any of that means. Hopefully nothing that'll get me fired. Realize it's your profession. In a sense, yet when was the last time you watched an entire All-Star game in any sport? I basically said I don't remember, but it probably was baseball, since that's the one that most approximates the real sport, at least in individual matchups. Limits?
I watched last year's baseball All-Star game. I don't watch
every inning?
Every inning, yeah. I love baseball's All-Star game.
My condolences.
Now, the other sports, I cannot stand it, and that's why I'm so infatuated with the Four Nations face-off. But baseball is because it's unique, and it's Paul Skeens isn't out there throwing 75 like the NBA players are, playing no defense and shooting from half court.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.